Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan, Panthers Insider. Pat Bostic with you for the next hour, 8 to 9 a.m. every Saturday. On the home of the Pitt Panthers, Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Stack show for today. Coach Dave Wannstedt joins the program at 8:25. My man Paul Alexander went a little long earlier. We were talking golf. I just got a text from my buddy that said I gave my index out on the air. The good news is in about a month it'll be higher than it is now, which is great. And then a month after that it'll continue to get higher because I'm busy. I got kids, and when I play golf, it's not as frequent as in years past. So totally explainable. The index goes up in my phase of life. But I digress. Dave Wannstedt joins the program at 8:25. Jeff Capel joins the program just around 8:40, 8:45. NCAA tournament time, a wonderful time of the year. Obviously, the Pitt Panthers are not in the field. And I've watched a lot of these games. And, man, there's been some great games. Kudos to Duquesne. Good luck to them today. Tonight, 8:40, I guess they tip off against Illinois. I think they could beat Illinois, quite frankly, after watching the Illini in the first round. Kudos to Duquesne. But watch some games that, frankly, Pitt is better than some of these teams when you watch them. And Jay Billis has said it. He said it on my show a couple weeks ago. He said it to the morning show. He said it on ESPN that Pitt was a tournament team, but they're not. They're not in the field. And we'll talk to Jeff Capel about what this offseason looks like. Obviously, the path to this team getting back and being a contender next year it's a pretty predictable path. You've got to get those guards back, and that involves a lot more than in years past. Bub Carrington will have suitors in the NBA. I'm sure he'll gather that feedback. We'll see what that process looks like. But for Jeff Capel, the offseason started a couple weeks ago. We've seen the transfer portal opening and what that process is like, but just want to get his thoughts. I haven't heard from him since the end of the ACC tournament on where this thing heads, where this program is at. Seems to be on really solid footing. But the Panthers will have a sour taste in their mouth heading into next season, spending this March on the couch watching March Madness instead of being a part of it. So I'm sure that will motivate them as they move into the offseason and get closer to this summer and next season, the 2024-25. A campaign. Pitt football in the throes of spring ball. Five practices in. They were off last week for spring ball. They'll have a scrimmage today. And this is a kind of a key moment, in the spring as you start to really have things take roots. You look at this offense and Cade Bell, totally new offensive staff. Soup to nuts from top to bottom. It is a new group, a lot of new players on this offense. I've had a chance to watch a couple practices. And I tell you, there's certainly been, and to be expected, some bumps in the road in terms of implementing this system. It is a vastly different approach than in years past. If you look at the pace at which they'll play, it is incredibly different. It is fast. They're running a lot of plays in practice. Pat Narduzzi spoke about that yesterday, 90, 100 plays in practice, which is right about where it could be in a game. It is... Snap the ball, complete it, hand it off, whatever it may be. As soon as that whistle's blown, they're back at the line of scrimmage. And so that's the first thing is instilling that mentality into your offense. There's no times for celebration or fights or, you know, jawing with the other team. It's back to the line and get lined up and get ready to run another play. But as this thing has taken roots and you've got a couple practices in, you start to see guys get comfortable and guys make plays. Obviously, Pat Narduzzi made these changes to improve this football team, this football program, after a tough 2023 season. We all know how that went. But a lot of the same players that we saw at the end of last year that, frankly, played a part in Pitt, beating Boston College, having a chance to certainly beat Duke, are now in new roles, perhaps getting a new fresh start with this new staff and scheme. And it starts with Nate Yarnell. And I've been really impressed with what I've seen from number 19. It's a great number, but I really like what I've seen from him. You know, he looks like he's put on a little bit of muscle. He's moving really well and just looks to have command of this offense, looks to have the makings of, you know, a captain on this team. And I don't certainly know how things go day to day, but when you watch him operate and when you go at such a warp speed, there's more emphasis on the quarterback being in charge and in communication, less time to have discussion, more has to be done at the line of scrimmage. And Nate has been proficient not only in terms of that, but in terms of how he has brought others along with him and the way he's performing. And there's other veteran players that are back that perhaps didn't have the roles they should have or wanted to have a year ago. I've watched guys, obviously Gavin Bartholomew is someone that many Pitt fans have clamored to get more involved. He seems to make a play every time he touches the ball. I will tell you that you'll see him involved in this offense in ways that he was not involved in prior years. Even going back to Kenny Pickett's year when he was a true freshman, they're using him in different ways. Kanate Mumfield is a guy that's every time I look up, he's making plays. And we've seen Tay make plays on a big stage, obviously the game winner against Louisville, but using him in different facets of the offense, lining him up in different spots. Dejon Reynolds, another veteran receiver. You know, those two being kind of the holdovers from last year with Bub Means heading to the National Football League. So you kind of look at those three perimeter players, and obviously this offense is more spread out. It's more 11 personnel, which would be one back, one tight end, three wide receivers, for those of you counting. And if you have those kind of veteran players that can then bring along a Kenny Johnson, a Sincere Lee, from Western Carolina. Pop, Raphael, who came from San Diego State by way of Western Carolina. Israel Polk. They've got a lot of perimeter players that I think the sum of the parts is intriguing. But to me, this wasn't going to be a team, and I think Pat Narduzzi was bullish on this, that was going to require a lot of new players to come in and supplant those that were already there. They believe in the Gavin Bartholomews and the Kanate Mumfields and the Dejon Reynolds of this roster. They're confident that in a new scheme, a new system, you know, with a stabilizing force like Nate Yarnell at quarterback, that they can thrive. And I've seen that bear out. The other thing that I'd say watching this team, and I've said this many times, I felt like this defense last year, it lacked the disruption that we've come to expect from a Pitt defense in terms of sack numbers. Pressure was there, but sacks were not. And that can be attributed to a number of things. They were on the field a lot. That had to do more so with the offense being ineffective. But what I like about this defense is I think you've got a guy in Deion Hayes that has the capability, the ability of being an all-league player, of being, he could be a defensive player of the year if he wanted to, if he puts it to it, if he stays healthy, all the things you have to do, has the natural raw talent to be that good. And every time you turn around in practice, he's somewhere near the ball. But what really excites me about this defense is not that D-line and the pieces they've added in the offseason and kept. It's the linebacking core. I don't know if I felt as good about a group just watching from a little bit of a distance on, you know, a position group. That to me is the deepest, most talented position on this football team. And I think it's going to allow Randy Bates and this defense to play in different ways. Listen, their third down package is really good. They've been top third of the league in third down defense for a long time. But you look at some of the body types and the athletes they have there, with Solomon DeShields being a returner, Brandon George back, but guys that played substantial snaps last year like Jordan Bass, Kyle Lewis has been a force in spring practice. And he has the instincts of a Servassier Dennis type, but the physical talent. Servassier was a heck of an athlete.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
But he plays more of that overhang outside linebacker position, like a Cam Bright or Phil Campbell type. Safety athleticism with the physicality of a linebacker. Rasheem Biles is another one. Braylon Lovelace has put on weight and is playing inside and outside. So they've got six or seven bodies for three spots. I think they've recruited incredibly well there. And I want to give Ryan Manilak, the linebackers coach for Pitt, a lot of credit. Certainly Pat Narduzzi and Randy Bates have a lot to do with that. But if I had to say there's one thing that I've walked away from five practices, and I've only been to a couple of them, and said, wow, that's impressive, it's been those linebackers. And I think they can do a lot with them. And linebacker play and defensive football, it's not my forte. I like offensive guys. I don't like linebackers that much from a quarterback standpoint. But it'll make our next guest pretty happy. Dave Wannstedt, my head coach at Pitt, loves defensive football. And he'll love to hear about linebackers. But I want to talk to him about somebody that, a couple things, really. And one of them doesn't relate to Pitt, quite frankly. It relates to the Steelers. Vicky Klein, longtime executive assistant at Pitt, is retiring after 27 years. I'm sure she's had war stories. There's been a lot of coaches that have worked for her. Dave Wannstedt spent a lot of time with her. Pat Narduzzi spent the longest amount of time with her. Going to talk to Coach Wannstedt about that. Want to ask him about Justin Fields. He's in Chicago, covers the Bears, was the head coach of the Bears. Justin Fields obviously is now a Pittsburgh Steeler. What does Chicago think of Justin Fields? Did he get a raw deal there? What are his strengths? What are his weaknesses? We'll talk to him about that. And then obviously we've got to touch on the great Aaron Donald, his interview with his wife, which I thought was great. Erica, who's a sweetheart, did a great interview, talked about being burnt out of the game, talked about recruiting Aaron Donald. And Coach Wanstead has some great stories, I know, from getting into Penn Hills High School and getting an undersized defensive tackle that turned out to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. We'll talk to Coach Wanstead next. Keep listening to Panthers Insider on 93.7 The Fan. Welcome back to Panthers Insider, 93.7 The Fan. Of the Pittsburgh Pirates want you to visit your teams in action. Want to visit your teams in action for our Youth Baseball and Softball Showcase. Parents and coaches, send an email to us at youthsports@937thefan.com to register your 12-and-under team, and 93.7 The Fan may make a stop to your field. Details at 937thefan.com. Heading out to the hotline, my coach, Coach Dave Wanstead. Coach, how's Florida?
Florida's good, Pat. Can't complain, you know. Just had a little bit of rain here, and people, you know, they don't like that down here. They want that sunshine 24/7. But everything is good. It's great to be down here and relax a little bit, and actually getting ready for the draft. You know, I'll be heading to Chicago here in another week or two. I got about 2 weeks of radio and TV up there, so yeah, we're kind of in the quiet time, but yet, kind of working a little bit behind the scenes, getting ready.
Getting ramped up. And I, one topic that you know, Pittsburghers are interested in, obviously made a move for Justin Fields from the Chicago Bears. And a lot of discussion, new quarterback room in Pittsburgh, Russell Wilson, Justin Fields. From your vantage point, as someone that covers the Bears very closely, what is Justin Fields' ceiling and what's holding him back from that ceiling?
Well, you know, Pat, two things. Let me just say this, that you know, I've always thought when I evaluated even college players, and I think you'll be able to attest to this from some of the teammates you had, I would always tell my assistant coaches, you know, talent sets the floor, character sets the ceiling for a player. And that was the starting point for me evaluating players, whether it was NFL players or college players. It didn't matter. Or high school kids coming to college. So when I say character set the ceiling, I'm not talking about if a guy's a bad guy or a good guy. I'm talking about football character, the intangibles, getting in early, staying late, doing the extra work on the field, being coachable. Those are the type of things. It's really funny with Justin Fields, because he passes all those tests. And your former teammate, Andrew Janoco, and Luke Getsy, who was on my staff at Pitt, Luke was the offensive coordinator here with the Bears, and Andrew coached Justin. So I had very good insight. And I was at their OTAs watching Justin every year, training camp. Matt Eberflus, the head coach, Ryan Poles, the GM, were very good, very close, very good friends. So I kind of had total access, and this guy – he passes all the tests. They're going to love his character. He's a team guy. He works hard. I remember seeing him 2 years ago with a separated shoulder in a sling, standing there doing his press conference. He just gotten beat up. The Bears got beat. And they said, what's your chances? How long are you going to be out? And this kind of sums him up. And he said, we play Green Bay next week. I will be out there and play. And he did. Yep. The guy's a tough guy. I mean, you know, you got to be able to survive that in Chicago and Pittsburgh, similar type of town. So here's the problem. When you evaluate quarterbacks, my mind is, do you have a kid that when you're down by 10 with 7 minutes to go in the game, can he take the team? When they know that he's going to throw and he knows he has to throw to win the game, do you have a guy that can take you down the field twice and score touchdowns? Unfortunately, Justin's fourth quarter stats since he's been in the NFL are terrible. The guy's last in the league in interceptions, completions, on and on and on. That's what's missing. Him being able to close out a game when he can't run and use his legs and do all the things that he wants to do. So I think I really like the kid. If the Bears would have kept him, I would not have had a problem. Because he got better every year. And I think Luke Getsy and Janoco, They finally got a plan where they were going to – they were doing a lot of the bootlegs, Pat, the waggles,
yep.
the movement passes, and the guy can throw. He can – you give him a run-pass option, there's nobody better. Him and Lamar Jackson are two best in the National Football League. So I'm excited for the kid. I hope he has a lot of success. I think the Steelers – I think he'll do a few things that will get people – will make Steeler fans get out of their chairs. I truly believe that he has got that type of upside talent.
That's great insight. Coach Dave Wonsett joins the Panthers Insider Program. You mentioned intangibles, and a lot of people, they look at a football program and they talk about the coaches, the players, maybe the trainers, the strength staff. Two ladies have been at the football complex for as long as I can remember. Lenny Kuntz, who's retiring here in a couple weeks, and Vicky Klein, whose last day was yesterday. And Vicky has been outside that head coach's office, which sometimes, that's a war zone, as you know. And her last day was yesterday. I'm still having a hard time. It's going to be hard for me to grasp her not being there. Your thoughts on Vicky and how much she meant to you during your time at Pitt?
Well, Vicky, I would sum it up by one word, loyalty.
Yeah.
I trusted Vicky as much as I trusted Tony Wise, my right-hand man. It didn't make any difference what the circumstances was. As much pressure as maybe the Steve Petersons of the world were putting on her and the staff, she never wavered from her loyalty to me. And I talked to Vicky last week. She called her and Jam, my wife, had a long conversation a week before all this happened. So she's family to us. That's how we feel about her. We love Vicky. Lenny is the same. Lenny was at the other end of the hall when I was there.
Yep.
So I didn't have the day-to-day interaction. But I'll tell you what, I'm happy for Vicky, but it's a sad day for Pitt football. Trust me, they are losing a real champ there, and for a lot of different reasons. And I'm sure that Pat, I read Pat's Twitter thing yesterday, yeah, and kind of banged him on a little bit, agreeing with him, that I'm sure he feels the same way and would express the same feelings that I have as far as Vicky and Lenny.
Yeah, they're great, and Pat gave her a little shout out in front of the team yesterday, and she got emotional. And Miss Vicky was she's a part of a lot of young players and people like me that grew up. She's a part of our lives, and we wish her the best in retirement. She certainly deserves it. Being in a football office takes its toll. It's a lot of hard work and dedication, and no one put it forth more than her. One of those players is Aaron Donald, Coach, and this is the last one I got for you because we're heading up against a break. You know how this business works. You got to get the break at the right time. Aaron Donald is a first ballot Hall of Famer. He might be one of the best to ever play the position. You would not have known that when he was in high school. Maybe you did. And select people on the staff saw the talent, but he was overlooked at Penn Hills High School. What did you see in him then, and what did it take to get him to Pitt?
Well, I had heard about him, and Greg Gattuso and Coach Junko brought him to my attention. And I'll tell you what, I talked to two guys. I talked to Bobby Pelko, and I talked to Jim Render, who was the head coach at Upper St. Clair. Jim Render, both these guys are Hall of Fame coaches here in Western PA, as we all know. And Jim Render told me, Dave, and he looked me in the eye, and he said, let me tell you something. I've been doing this a long time. I've never seen a guy wreck a game and take over a game like Aaron Donald did when we played those guys. So then we really dug into him. But even with that being said, when he came to Pitt, I remember the conversation. In fact, I saw him in the locker room. I was back there at Pitt, and I was in the weight room. Nobody was in the weight room. Nobody. You were on vacation. Yeah, Pat, you were on vacation for a month probably before that. But everybody was on vacation. The building was completely dark, and I was in there for some function, and I went by. I had never seen the weight room in the new additions. Steelers were on vacation. So it was me, and Chris LaSalle was giving me a little tour. The light was on in a weight room. There was one guy. It was Aaron. He was in there on his vacation lifting, and we started laughing. The first conversation I had with him when he came to Pitt, I sat him down. I said, now, Aaron, I said, this is how this is going to work. Now, we really love you. You're going to be a great player for us, but we are going to redshirt you this year, okay? You're going to be kind of a scout team guy, but if you work hard in the weight room with Buddy Morris and on, someday you're going to be a good player for us. And he said, yes, sir, whatever you think, Coach. About 2 weeks later, you know, Gattuso and I were laughing, and end of the story. The guy played as a true freshman for us, as you know. You were there, Pat, and the rest is history. So I was ready to redshirt him. So that's how much I know, you know. But no, he's and I think he said it best, because I've had 10 calls about it from people over the country saying, rank Aaron Donald. How does he rank against all the guys you had, you know, the Hall of Fame players, Cortez, all the Jerome Browns and so. And I said, you know what? And I think Aaron said it. In his era of football, he was the best defensive lineman to play the game. No question about it. And now the debate comes, okay, is he a better defensive player than Reggie White? Or is he a better defensive player than Lawrence Taylor? And he said it best. Different schemes, different philosophies, different opinions. So the guy, I'm just so happy. I'm sad for the NFL.
Yeah.
Because I talked to coordinators last year around the league, and still, think about this. As long as he's played the league, they told me last year, I said, what do you think this week against the Rams? I said, what are they doing on defense? How are they winning some games? He says, if we can block Aaron Donald, we got a chance. And this is after, what, 10 years in the league?
10 years.
That's such a compliment. That doesn't happen very often. The NFL will miss Aaron Donald, but I'm very, very happy for him, because he's been thinking about this. I know this for a fact, that for a couple years. And when you start thinking about retiring, you're kind of retired anyway. So I'm happy for him. He deserves it.
Well, you played a big role in getting him to where he is. And rarefied air is where he is at. Same with you, Coach. Appreciate you making time this morning. Give my best to Jan, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Pat. Didn't mean to bother you, brother. Love you. See you.
There he goes. Dave Wannstedt, he's the man. Also the man, Joe Starkey. You can listen to the Joe Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contests run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at 93.7thefan.com on the contesting page. Quick break, Maddie, quick break. And we're going to come back with Jeff Capel on the Panthers Insider on 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Fan weather, a little rain early today. Clouds giving way to sun, breezy and colder, high 40. It's cold. Tonight, breezy this evening, otherwise mainly clear and colder, low 23. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or sunchevy.com. Out to the fan hotline, Pitt head men's basketball coach Jeff Capel joins the program. Coach Capel, good morning.
Hey, good morning, PB. How you doing, man?
I am doing great. I know you're in the offseason. I know it's a... You know, it's always a letdown when the season ends. Only one team gets to end on a high note at the end of a long basketball season. You're getting some much deserved R&R, but not much of it. As you look back on this season, man, just reflect on the season that was and how far your team came. Because I felt like, and you said it, played some of the best basketball in the country in February and March.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, man, I want to give a shout-out to Duquesne men's basketball program. It's been really awesome to watch them, you know, for them to win the Atlantic 10 tournament and to qualify for the NCAA tournament, especially in Keith Dan Broad's last season. He announced his retirement, and then for them to go out and play as well as they did and win in the first round and got a big game today against Illinois. You know, Keith and I have been in touch all year long, and it's been amazing to watch what they've done. So I wanted to say that first. For our team, man, I thought we really got better as the season went on. I'm really, really proud of my group. You know, we had four new guys that this was their first time in high major college basketball, two true freshmen, and then two guys in Zach Austin and Ishmael Leggett, where this was their first time at this level. And we took some lumps. We struggled a little bit, but they just had incredible attitudes. We continued to fight, and we got better. And I felt like that we were playing our best basketball at the end of the season. If you look at right before we played North Carolina in the ACC tournament, going into that game from January 20th until that moment, so almost the last 2 months, both us and Carolina were 12-3, the two best records in the ACC. and we had some unbelievable road wins. We had started to finally put it together, and I thought we battled in that game against North Carolina and had a chance. As disappointing as it was, and it's incredibly disappointing, I haven't watched any games. This is the first time in my life I haven't watched just because of how difficult it is.
Yep.
I'm just really proud of how we got better, how we continued to fight, and turned a negative into a positive by the end of the year.
You know, Coach, you mentioned the fight against North Carolina. Obviously, you know, Blake didn't have his best day. Ishmael Leggett didn't have his best day. Two freshmen were a big reason why you guys remained in that game at arm's length and had a chance to win it at the end. And this kind of narrative now that's out there, and it's real. We saw it with Kentucky losing to Oakland, talking about how you can't win with freshmen. I'm not sure. I've watched some of these games, admittedly. It's been hard, but I've watched them. I'm not sure there's two better freshman guards in the country. They did not look like freshmen at all at the end of the season. What do you make of their growth over the course of the season, the level they played at, particularly at the end?
Yeah, well, I thought by the end, I did think, you know, we had, with those two guys and with Ish, I thought we had one of the best backcourts in college basketball. And I thought it really grew and took off with the growth of Jalen. All three of them were really, really good, but where our team took off is when Jalen finally got healthy and he started to play up to the capabilities that we felt like he could. You know, Ish and Bob got off to really, really strong starts. But Jalen's emergence took some of the pressure off of each of those guys. Bob playing the lead guard position early and having the ball a lot, that was the first time in his life that he had done that. So I was really worried about him wearing down. Ish, you know, providing a spark offensively, defensively, rebounding for us right from the beginning. But when Jalen started to emerge in mid-January is when we took off. And I thought those three guys, but especially the two freshmen, were a huge part of why our team got better and why I thought we were one of the better teams as we got towards the end of the season.
Talking to Jeff Capel on the Panthers Insider Show, you look at next year, and I know there's a lot that goes on in off seasons. The portal's open, but let's play the what-if game. This team stays together, this core, particularly the guards. What is this team's ceiling with Bub, Jalen, and Ish back next year?
Yeah, I think if we were able to get all three of those guys back, I think we have a chance to be really, really good. Obviously now, and it's, you know, it's public knowledge, we've lost two guys in the portal with Federico and with Will, and we wish them luck. I mean, I spoke to both of them. We are trying to do everything we can to support them. They're great. Will is a Pitt man. He's a graduate of the University of Pittsburgh and just a really good guy. Same with Federico, although he's not a graduate. But with those three guards back, the twins back, you know, a healthy Papa Conte, Zach Austin, you know, we really feel like we have a chance to, you know, be very, very good next year. Obviously, there are some pieces that we need to add, and we're working very, very hard with that. You know, we'll have Marlon Barnes back from a red shirt. We'll have the two freshmen that we've signed coming in. You know, we need some help up front. That's something we're looking to address. But, you know, we're excited about the prospects of what we can be next year, especially if we're able to retain those three guards.
Last one for you, Coach. I know you got some family time, which you totally deserve and have earned. I spent a lot of time away from them during the course of the season and in the off season. What is the off season like now? I mean, the portal opened literally the first day of the NCAA tournament, which doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
He came to Pitt. I remember the conversation. In fact, I saw him in the locker room. I was back there at Pitt, and I was in the weight room. Nobody was in the weight room. Nobody. You were on vacation. Yeah, Pat, you were on vacation for a month probably before that. But everybody was on vacation. The building was completely dark, and I was in there for some function, and I went by. I had never seen the weight room in the new additions. Steelers were on vacation. So it was me, and Chris LaSalle was giving me a little tour. The light was on in a weight room. There was one guy. It was Aaron. He was in there on his vacation lifting, and we started laughing. The first conversation I had with him when he came to Pitt, I sat him down. I said, "Now, Aaron, you know, I said, this is how this is going to work. Now, we really love you. You're going to be a great player for us, but we are going to redshirt you this year, okay? You're going to be kind of a scout team guy, but if you work hard in the weight room with Buddy Morris and on, someday you're going to be a good player for us." And he said, "Yes, sir, whatever you think, coach." About 2 weeks later, you know, Gattuso and I were laughing, and end of the story. The guy played as a true freshman for us, as you know. You were there, Pat. And the rest is history. So I was ready to redshirt him. So that's how much I know, you know. But no, and I think he said it best, because I've had 10 calls about it from people all over the country saying, rank Aaron Donald. How does he rank against all the guys you had? You know, the Hall of Fame players, quartet, all the Jerome Browns and so. And I said, you know what? And I think Aaron said it. In his era of football, he was the best defensive lineman to play the game. No question about it. And now the debate comes, okay, is he a better defensive player than Reggie White? Or is he a better defensive player than Lawrence Taylor? And he said it best. Different schemes, different philosophies, different opinions. So the guy, I'm just so happy. I'm sad for the NFL because I talked to coordinators last year around the league. And still, think about this. As long as he's played the league, they told me last year, I said, "What do you think this week against the Rams?" I said, "What are they doing on defense? How are they winning some games?" He says, "If we can block Aaron Donald, we got a chance." And this is after, what, 10 years in the league?
10 years.
That's such a compliment. That doesn't happen very often. The NFL will miss Aaron Donald, but I'm very, very happy for him, because he's been thinking about this. I know this for a fact, that for a couple years. And when you start thinking about retiring, you're kind of retired anyway. So I'm happy for him. He deserves it.
Well, you played a big role in getting him to where he is, and rarefied air is where he is at. Same with you, Coach. Appreciate you making time this morning. Give my best to Jan, and we'll talk to you soon.
All right, Pat. Didn't mean to bother you, brother. Love you. See you.
There he goes. Dave Wannstedt. He's the man. Also the man, Joe Starkey. You can listen to the Joe Starkey Show every Wednesday to hear about Starkey's Card of the Week from Baseball Card Castle and Cranberry. Contest run every Wednesday through Friday at 12 p.m. at 93.7thefan.com on the contesting page. Quick break, Maddie, quick break. And we're going to come back with Jeff Capel on the Panthers Insider on 93.7 The Fan. Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. Fan weather, a little rain early today. Clouds giving way to sun, breezy and colder, high 40. It's cold. Tonight, breezy. This evening, otherwise mainly clear and colder, low 23. Fan weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet and McMurray. Save some green in March at Sun Chevy or sunchevy.com. Out to the Fan Hotline. Pitt head men's basketball coach Jeff Capel joins the program. Coach Capel, good morning.
Hey, good morning, PB. How you doing, man?
I am doing great. I know you're in the off season. I know it's always a letdown when the season ends. Only one team gets to end on a high note at the end of a long basketball season. You're getting some much deserved R&R, but not much of it. As you look back on this season, man, just reflect on on the season that was and how far your team came, because I felt like, and you said it, played some of the best basketball in the country in February and March.
Yeah. Well, first and foremost, man, I want to give a shout-out to Duquesne men's basketball program. It's been really awesome to watch them, you know, for them to win the Atlantic 10 tournament and to qualify for the NCAA tournament, especially in Keith Dan Broad's last season. He announced his retirement, and then for them to go out and play as well as they did and win in the first round and got a big game today against Illinois. You know, Keith and I have been in touch all year long, and it's been amazing to watch what they've done. So I wanted to say that first. For our team, man, I thought we really got better as the season went on. I'm really, really proud of my group. You know, we had four new guys that this was their first time in high major college basketball, two true freshmen, and then two guys in Zach Austin and Ishmael Leggett, where this was their first time at this level. And we took some lumps. We struggled a little bit, but they just had incredible attitudes. We continued to fight, and we got better. And I felt like that we were playing our best basketball at the end of the season. If you look at right before we played North Carolina in the ACC tournament, going into that game from January 20th until that moment, so almost the last 2 months, both us and Carolina were 12-3, the two best records in the ACC. And we had some unbelievable road wins. We had started to finally put it together, and I thought we battled in that game against North Carolina and had a chance. As disappointing as it was, and it's incredibly disappointing, I haven't watched any games. This is the first time in my life I haven't watched, just because of how difficult it is. Yep. I'm just really proud of how we got better, how we continued to fight, and turned a negative into a positive by the end of the year.
You know, Coach, you mentioned the fight against North Carolina. Obviously, you know, Blake didn't have his best day. Ishmael Leggett didn't have his best day. Two freshmen were a big reason why you guys remained in that game at arm's length and had a chance to win it at the end. And this kind of narrative now that's out there, and it's real. We saw it with Kentucky losing to Oakland, talking about how you can't win with freshmen. I'm not sure. I've watched some of these games, admittedly. It's been hard, but I've watched them. I'm not sure there's two better freshman guards in the country. They did not look like freshmen at all at the end of the season. What do you make of their growth over the course of the season, the level they played at, particularly at the end?
Yeah, well, I thought by the end, I did think, you know, we had, with those two guys and with Ish, I thought we had one of the best backcourts in college basketball. And I thought it really grew and took off with the growth of Jalen. All three of them were really, really good, but where our team took off is when Jalen finally got healthy and he started to play up to the capabilities that we felt like he could. You know, Ish and Bob got off to really, really strong starts, but Jalen's emergence took some of the pressure off of each of those guys. Bob playing the lead guard position early and having the ball a lot, that was the first time in his life that he had done that. So I was really worried about him wearing down. Ish, you know, providing a spark offensively, defensively, rebounding for us right from the beginning. But when Jalen started to emerge in mid-January is when we took off. And I thought those three guys, but especially the two freshmen, were a huge part of why our team got better and why I thought we were one of the better teams as we got towards the end of the season.
Talking to Jeff Capel on the Panthers Insider Show, you look at next year, and I know there's a lot that goes on in off seasons. The portal's open, but let's play the what-if game. This team stays together, this core, particularly the guards. What is this team's ceiling with Bub, Jalen, and Ish back next year?
Yeah, I think if we were able to get all three of those guys back, I think we have a chance to be really, really good. Obviously now, and it's, you know, it's public knowledge, we've lost two guys in the portal with Federico and with Will, and we wish them luck. I mean, I spoke to both of them. We are trying to do everything we can to support them. They're great pit Will is a Pitt man. He's a graduate of the University of Pittsburgh and just a really good guy. Same with Federico, although he's not a graduate. But with those three guards back, the twins back, you know, a healthy Papa Conte, Zach Alston, you know, we really feel like we have a chance to, you know, be very, very good next year. Obviously, there are some pieces that we need to add, and we're working very, very hard with that. You know, we'll have Marlon Barnes back from a redshirt. We'll have the two freshmen that we've signed coming in. You know, we need some help up front. That's something we're looking to address. But, you know, we're excited about the prospects of what we can be next year, especially if we're able to retain those three guards.
Last one for you, Coach. I know you're you got some family time, which you totally deserve and have earned. I spent a lot of time away from them during the course of the season and in the offseason. What is the offseason like now? I mean, the portal opened literally the first day of the NCAA tournament, which doesn't make a whole hell of a lot of sense to me, but that's just my opinion. What does it look like? I know retention's a big part of it, but how do you operate in adding pieces, and how different is that than what you grew accustomed to growing up in this profession?
Yeah, well, there's a lot in that question. You know,
sorry, loaded question.
No. The off season, you know, first and foremost, is really not an off season. You just don't play games. I think it's busier now and more hectic now than it is during the season. During the season, you're in a pattern. You know, you're going to watch tape. You got to prepare for these games, writing a practice plan, all of those things, making sure your guys are okay. Now it's, you know, who do you get in touch with? What agent do you talk to? Because we've introduced agents back into this thing now.
Yep.
You know, you mentioned the date of the portal opening. I don't know if there's one coach that voted for that. You know, we have these votes and they ask our opinion, but they never take our opinion. You have people that are making rules that don't know anything or making decisions about college basketball that don't know anything about our sport. I mean, and that's one of the most frustrating things. But we are working diligently. You're trying to do everything we can to help improve this program. I think we've grown it, especially over the past 2 years. We've making big jumps. We've made big jumps. Even though we didn't qualify or get selected for the NCAA tournament, this was a really good season, and it was a season of growth. Back-to-back 20-win teams. We had 22 wins, which was one more than we did last year. We finished in the top four in the ACC. So I'm really, really proud of the growth that we've shown, and I think we have a chance to take another big leap next season.
Well, congratulations to you and your staff on that success. I know it didn't end the way you wanted it to, but certainly something to build off of. And best of luck in the portal and otherwise, and take care of that beautiful family of yours.
Appreciate it, man. Thank
there
you.
There he goes. Jeff Capel, head men's basketball coach at the University of Pittsburgh. I don't think you can say much more about him. Such an asset to the university, and certainly has done just an admirable job bringing this program back and seeing that arena filled up the way it was filled up these last 2 years towards the end of the season. I think if you're a Pitt basketball fan, there are a lot of basketball fans driving around. You can anticipate another fun season in 2024-25 with these guards back, hopefully. And that is obviously a more complex issue. NIL has a lot to do with it. Pitt is fortunate to have Alliance 412 as its collective to support those efforts, in addition to other NIL opportunities for all of our student athletes at Pitt. But let's say those guys are back. I think I haven't watched a team that has better guards than what Pitt would have next year. And that's from my eyes. And I'm sure Jeff Capel and his staff feel the exact same way. Before we break, I got to give a shout out. My in-laws are in Florida. Lucky them. It's 40 degrees here. They're down in Bradenton or Anna Marie Island, something like that. Both birthdays this week. My mother-in-law, Trina Reese, and then Bob Reese is the big 7-0 this week. And he was a hooper himself at Mount St. Mary's. Pretty good player. Turned 70. You wouldn't know it. And so from the Bostics up in Pittsburgh, we wish you guys both a happy birthday. Enjoy the sunshine while we enjoy the rain, cold, and wind. Back next week, we will be talking more football. I'll have some scrimmage to talk about. We'll see what guests we come up with. Matty Harkins behind the glass. Great job, as always, keeping things going, keeping me on schedule. Have a great Saturday. Enjoy basketball. Best of luck to Duquesne tonight and Coach Dambrot. Keep that career going, although I know retirement's around the corner for you. Best of luck to the Dukes, and we'll talk to you next week. Hail to Pitt.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.